when we get started.
Dear Heavenly Father, we gather together tonight and just praise you and thank you for taking care of Titus County during the heavy, heavy rains and the tornadoes. We pray for our neighbors to the west of us, Lord, who received such terrible damage and loss of life. We just pray for your comfort for their families, for those that will be out having to work in all of that mess. Thank you again for protecting us, and we pray your direction in the coming days and weeks as we make the necessary repairs. Thank you for a wonderful Christmas holiday, and we look forward again to a prosperous new year for Titus County. We just turn the meeting over to you now and ask that you would preside and guide us to take care of the business at hand. In Christ's name.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone, to our last meeting of the year 2015, and today is the 28th of December 2015. And it's 6 o'clock, and we're going to begin with item number one, public comments and or requests for information on non-agenda items in accordance with section 551.42. Anyone ask to speak, or would anyone like to speak at this time? Item number two, consider possibly approving the minutes from our December 14th regular meeting with commissioners more than 2 weeks ago.
Judge, I told you that I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton to approve those minutes.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fields. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Rules, thank you. Chair opposed. Item number three, consider possibly approving the sale of miscellaneous items in the annex storage, primarily left over from the Rapid Building remodel. I put this on there about a week ago thinking that there would be more to discuss, but after making a trip over there today and visiting with Christy and going through there, I'm not sure they're quite ready to get rid of the few items that are there. There's going to be 5 desks for the most part appear to me to be trash. Some of them are missing drawers or they're broken. Right now they're being used to store some of her stuff while she gets organized in that storage room, so I don't even have any desks yet to suggest that we do something with. She's going to continue to use those to store things on until she gets a little bit more organized over there. There is about 32x4 fluorescent light fixtures that we removed there in the Rapid Building and replaced with the new lighting. I don't know how much value there is there, but to get rid of those would free up some room. Besides that, there is not going to be much left. There will be some trash that needs to come out of there, but virtually everything else that we went through over there, they need to maintain. So perhaps at some point in the future, I can come back to you and have a list of some detailed items, but I don't at this time. The desks need to stay a while longer. If you'll give me the approval to sell those 32x4 light fixtures, maybe we can get a little bit of money out of them and get them out of their way while they're trying to get organized. But other than that, I don't have anything more to tell you about. So, motion by Commissioner Fields, and what would you like for me to do with that motion? Just put that in the paper to sell some 2x4 used fixtures that may or may not be transformers or the ballasts in them. As is. All right, motion by Commissioner Fields.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hinton. All in favor of approval to sell the 32x4 fixtures. Say aye.
Aye.
Item number four, consider the possibly approval of TCEQ to place an air monitoring station on county property in precinct 4. This is a request of EPA, apparently they're working with. We discussed this briefly in our last meeting and gave Jimmy some additional time to look into that. Jimmy, have you come to a decision on this yet?
Yes, Judge. I met with the
from TCQ out there, they looked at the property. They have got four locations in our county that are in this area around the power plant out there that they can use power for the two west of them, and they didn't really like the location, but then they, after they talked back to Austin, they did come back and say that they would like to consider if we would allow to. What they'll do is come in and put a, for a 40, I think it's a, maybe a 40 slab, and fence it off, and then they'll put their monitoring station there. The only drawback that I see to it is it could, they want a 5-year deal with it, with the possibility of renewing it for 2 more terms after that, 2 more 5-year term. That's really the only thing that I, after talking to them, that I can see, you know, that might be, and just from talking to them, they really don't like that location. That it has to be a certain distance from the power plant. It also has to be, you know, in the general direction of the air, the long white flow. And so we're out of that, but the distance is about right. They have another one in the college, and they are looking at the distance is a little further than what ours is. So they have to tell them what those two locations were at. They got two more locations that they're going to look at. So I wouldn't recommend it that they go ahead and you know, pursue it if they want, you know, see fit to. And that way, you know, they do, can you do what they can.
They don't pay us anything, right?
No.
If you don't think it's going to be given use of that property that you might come up with?
Possibility. Oil prices, they might go, we might use it again, but I don't foresee it at this present time. And it'll always do is take up that one area right there, that one fenced-in area, and they'll have access to it in there, you know, through the gate. They'll have access in and out of it.
Do you feel obligated to go out and have this?
Not really. No. And from talking to Dick in Austin, I guess it was last Friday, he discussed it, and he said, you know, whatever y'all decide will be fine. Said, you know, I'm not pushing anything. He said, we try to get, you know, a piece of property that is, you know, either city, county, something or other. He said, that's why we like to try to do something that a school district or college or anything like that, what they like to try and get. Because they don't, you know, they don't want to pay for these things. This is an EPA mandate to come out, went into effect in August. They've got to have 25 of these things built over the state in the next, and have them all operational by January of 17. So I really don't foresee that happening from what they talked to me, but possibly.
We have a length game by letting them have this. You don't think we would do our fill for this service if we said no thank you?
I don't really think so, no.
I'm not sure I'm really here to do it, but I'll do that call if you
need. Right now, I'd say my feelings on it is I'm really not about, you know, lacking my will. In fact, I was making a new motion that we not just consider our.
If we not, yeah, okay. You're okay with that, I'll okay with that.
Right.
A motion by Commissioner Parker that we not make this piece of property available to TCEQ at this time.
Second
by Commissioner Hinton, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's unanimous. All right, item number 5, consider possible to take action to office selection and forgot, we were aware that Leonard was going to be retiring, I want to read to you Leonard's resignation letter. Please accept this as my official notice to vacate the position of Elections Administrator for Titus County, Texas. It's been a very rewarding experience to serve as Elections Administrator for the past 10 years and 8 months. However, I feel my time has come to join and retire. As of December 31st, I will terminate my employment with Titus County, Texas. I would highly recommend Chrissy Little to serve as the new Elections Administrator. Chrissy has been working in the office for about 10 years, has the knowledge and skills to be an excellent Elections Administrator. Anyway, we, on the 21st, the Election Commission met, and we decided to appoint, make Chrissy the new Elections Administrator. She's been with Leonard a long time, and I had previously talked to her several months ago and asked her if she would give it a try with just her and Keetra and the necessary part-time people when they were required, and she has been 100% positive and feels like she can do that. If we need more manpower down the road, we'll be evaluating sometime. But as you recall, back at budget time, we did allow for some additional monies there for her. Let me tell you what we decided upon. Chrissy is currently making $12.17 per hour, an annual salary of $25,314. She is on insurance, retirement. She did not have an auto allowance nor a phone allowance. We have budgeted and have voted to raise her up to $31,200. That's from $25,300 to $31,200. That is still shy of Leonard's current $37,903, which of course allowed her to continue her insurance and retirement. And we approved transferring Leonard's current auto allowance of $3,600 per year, or $300 a month, and $480 per year for phone allowance. So again, her current $25,314, raising that salary as the new Elections Administrator to $31,200. That's a 23% increase moving into that position, as well as an auto allowance of $3,600 and a $480 telephone allowance. Again, this was approved by the Election Commission on the 21st of December, and I am simply informing you. I do not think that there's any action necessary on your part. You were previously approved with the adjustment that we were anticipating in this salary back when we did the budget. So, if anyone has a question or would like to discuss this, I want to be sure all of your questions are answered for now. That will leave Chrissy and Keetra Brooks as the two full-time folks in that office. So going from a three-man office down to a two-man office and bringing in part-time help as needed. So Leonard's last day will be the 31st. Item number 6 and 7, I just got a few of these in to fill some space here. When we talk about it, we'll talk about one of them at least, but I wanted to get your thoughts on two items. I'm looking currently at some heating and cooling problems we're having now in the northeast corner of John Mark Coleman's office. Because we went in the glass security door between John Mark's office and the rest of the office, we did do some rearranging of the airflow in there. But we're having a hard time balancing out the temperature in those two offices. It seems to keep too cool in John Mark's office, and because the thermostat is in there, and it gets hot in the rest of the office. Well, that's a problem that we're dealing with Robert's air conditioning right now. But part of John Mark's problem is that you can put your hand around the windows of his office and just feel the cool air seeping through there. contemplating, and I'll trust you all to give us some guidance there if you choose to do that. Let's start with item number six, consider possible approval of caulking inside courthouse windows to improve insulation. Is there any interest on your part to move forward with this?
There's air coming in around the window, the panels, it needs to cover.
I will say it's a significant amount, but anything we can do to, by the time that you see it all, these windows might make a little bit of difference. But the main objective is comfort of those two northern offices. And I don't know how it is in your old office, Carl, in the wintertime. I don't know if that was a tough room to keep heated. We all had one unit running just that corner, plus James's old office.
Doesn't it affect James's old office more? Or he'll get more of a, what it would be comfortable for us? And Geraldine's having that same problem with him, so. It'd be too hot.
Well, while there's nobody in that office, right, well, while there is, the auditors are working in there, they're having to play with that. But once it becomes your storeroom, I guess maybe we move the thermostat over in her office and control it that way. My office is not a problem. I can put my hand around those windows to feel a tiny bit of draft, but it's not causing a problem keeping that office cool. John Marks and James and the offices downstairs, those two offices are tough to keep warm. Whether this will help, I do not know. Or we can table this and y'all can think about it, or we can take action on it now. Okay, in the absence of a motion, I'm going to assume that we're not interested.
I'm interested in it. I just, just being down, what you're looking to do.
I'm wide open with suggestions. There's nobody that I know of in the county that's equipped to do that, unless maybe there is.
Anger could knows how to caulk that stuff, probably just an individual, I don't know. It's a complicated job.
No, it's definitely not a complicated job.
So while we don't do it,
I'll make a motion if we get a couple of them to, if we get somebody, I might know somebody, or y'all want to know somebody, and we can
Well, I can only say that I'm going to stay out of that bid process. If one of you all wants to take that on or has an idea how to work with James to get this done, I think it would be a good idea. But is it absolutely necessary? No, I don't think it is.
I think it'd be good, and I might make a motion to do that. And what I'll try to do, if y'all want me to, somebody else to do it, that's fine. But I'll get somebody and write up specs, bring it back to the court if you want to.
Motion by Commissioner Field to approve this project, at least beginning with seeking some bids on getting it done. Second by Commissioner Kim, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item number seven, cleaning the exterior of the courthouse. There you go. I don't really know how to get this done. I just know we've got some dirty stained areas that looks like dirt to me, maybe more than that. Steam cleaning, I don't know if it's a brush and soap and water, I don't know. This may be something that you all might want to look at with your own eyes before you decide, because I don't have a plan to tackle this.
I just need to take a look at it. I know it needs it in certain spots, but I just need to take a look at it.
Can I table this and give you all the time to see it? What she's talking about, and you all have seen it, the riding coat machines downstairs, you see where the previous gardening is sold, that plaster or paint or both. So take a look at that, and I'll put those of these on the agenda next time, maybe you all will have a chance to think about some processes that might be involved in cleaning that exterior building, you know, to get that paint work out now, so it should not be a big deal at all.
Does that all occur several years ago, and leaves, we've got everything fixed, because of water damage, it's dried out, and that's the finished product.
And I haven't seen it still leaking.
No, it's not leaking, they've got all that fixed, but that's not the cause of the problem. And basically, I agree with Paul, having it outside, it's basically a vehicle, a hole or something. You look at the brick down at the election administration office, look at it next time, they're really clean, and from about 4 to 5 feet up the wall, all the way around the building, down. It was a mold, and fungus or something, it's growing around the wall, and they cleaned it, and it glittered, it was nice, really nice.
Well, they used a power washer, every square inch of this building would be expensive deal, but that may be what it takes. So look on there, there's something more than just mold, there is, especially under some of the windows on the east side, it appears that maybe dirt that collects on those windows rinses down and trickles down the side of the building, so that's most of the stain as opposed to mold. Now, there may be some mold down there too, but could you spray it from down below and hope that it rinses off, or would it take some direct pressure?
Unless they're stuck on it, I don't know a lot about it.
Please take a look at it, see what she's like for being involved, let's get together a game plan, or we're not worried about it. Item number eight, consider possibly approved travel seminar, we did not have any travel seminar requests in this meeting. I'll move on to item number nine, approval of liquor license county officials.
Here's the one from last time. Well, you had it, that's the one you had, don't you?
Well, the one that we brought over from the last meeting, as well as this meeting.
Right, that's the one from the last meeting, we got it as a separate.
Yeah, it's a separate. No, I didn't recognize that, that's right, sure did, okay. So this is the one from 2 weeks ago that we were not able to look at.
Right.
So let's look at this one first.
Make a motion to approve the written report.
Motion by Commissioner Hip to approve our oral written reports from 2 weeks ago, tabled at our December 14th meeting. Second by Commissioner Parker, all in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Moving on to the current report.
Mr. President, that's the main account, but that's the collections from taxes for November were deposited after the 14th, so they showed up. And if you look at the one from the time before, I was only $178,000 in there, and now there's $2,991,000. And then go up another big significant amount next month when the second money comes. Most of the taxes are collected in November, December, for the whole year.
In November or October?
October wasn't very much. October would have been collected in November. In the old days, the aluminum paid probably in October was the biggest number.
Well, I just had a lot of people tell me that they don't take advantage of that 3% discount.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of individuals that do that, but.
I have a motion.
Motion by Commissioner Fields.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Parker. All in favor of approving the current fiscal report, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item number 11, consider possibly approve the treasurer's report. Motion by Commissioner Parker, second by Commissioner Fields, for approving the treasurer's report. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Item 12, approve budget amendments.
I just have one. It is a emergency budget amendment because it's official funds, right? It's where last quarter we talked about the city. We gave them credit for the $339,000 they spent on the loop project as part of their $48 that they gave for the project. So we have to budget that money in there.
Since we were expecting that cash, $339,000 in the city that cash, here's where you're making the correction to adjust that budget for that anticipated additional $339,000 for $489.30 that we did not receive, but instead took in kind from the city.
Right. It was additional money spent on the project, but it didn't cost. But that's what I'm doing. While I've got y'all with the drug court that we set up, the drug probation, five for a grant for that. And usually adult probation goes through Morris County, not Titus County, but they apply for the grant to Titus County. So that grant's going to have to run through a lot of numbers and we'll have to practice for them. It's a grant where you spend the money first and then you get reimbursed. We may have to help them fund the money up front with that grant. And then get reimbursements back. So that's what y'all want. We may have to. They don't work. But again, find enough money in his budget to pay for that upfront, or if you go to the county, you know, just have to pay for it. So I don't know if that's a problem.
Do we pick up any additional people on insurance that weren't otherwise there?
If we do, the grant pays it, and they pay for it out of the grant. There are a couple of people that will be on payroll through the grant. Right now they have insurance through either Morris County or somewhere else. So stay on that, but it would be paid, but if it is paid by, if they do go on our insurance, then the money, the $950, will have to come out of the grant.
When will you know that we're having fraud or something?
Well, she's supposed to go on federal next week.
Yeah, well, she won't be put on our insurance the rest of this fiscal year. She's going to stay in Morris County, and I talked to Gilbert about that today, and we're just at a meeting where they need to make a decision whether they're going to have some money over here to front that, or they're going to have, that's why they need to come to court and ask the court for that. It's just a matter of getting a meeting together with John Kelly or whoever makes that decision.
They may have enough money inside of the, bond, to fund that bond.
Yeah, that would be their intention, if they can afford it, they would.
Yeah, I would think that's what they're going to do.
How often is the grant reimbursed?
Every 3 months, I think.
Well, he said he could do it monthly, if he wanted it quarterly, but I have to send it quarterly, because we have the option.
Deal with that.
Yeah. They started this September 1st, so they've been funding it so far, we haven't funded it, but it does have to run through our county, so they're going to have to give us all the information of what they paid for since September 1st. So we can put it on the books over here and report it on the reports. They've paid it since September 1st, out of money they had over there. Which ones are paying that? They're paying that something, because they haven't sent in the question to be reimbursed.
Does the reimbursement check come directly to us?
Comes to us. Comes to us because of the grants and our. So, I'll keep it posted.
Item number 13, signed pay orders.
We didn't.
Oh, we had approved number 12. We got just the one budget presented for the city contribution, $339,000. Motion by Commissioner Parker for approval. Second by Commissioner Fields, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Item number 13, signed pay orders and approved payments. Make motion to approve. Motion by Commissioner Fields, second by Commissioner Parker for approval, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Item number 14, filed with comments. This will involve our kind of damage our county, so I don't have any comments other than related to that. And I would say, I have no idea whether there might be any money available from FEMA to reimburse us for some of these repairs, but let's think positively and keep track of every dime you spend on any kind of repairs. So that if the opportunity comes up, we might quickly file a request for some funds. Get rest of the calculating, whatever expenses should be related to repairs. Let's keep track of that, and I'll stay in touch and find out if there might be any money available. I would be surprised if there were any. I don't know if there are any to receive disaster area assistance yet, but.
Around Dallas, like four counties. There's four counties that are local Texas.
Yeah, they're around the disaster areas. I don't know if they're quite well. Why don't you go over anything noteworthy? I know I asked you to put together some notes for Marcia so that she could put some things in the papers that she wanted to put. Tell us what you've been dealing with, Jimmy.
My thing last night was the road that the water that was not passing. I had about 18 to 20 roads that were unpassable last night. That either the fire department or the sheriff's department called me about. And either me or them one went and blocked them off, barricaded them off, whatever needed to be done. We got out today and most of all the water had proceeded enough. I had about 10 that had significant damage to them. And we got out today and got all but two or three of those back. They're still passable, but they're quite a damage to them. And so we'll be out tomorrow finishing that up, getting those back up. We're just kind of doing the minimum repairs to everything right now until, the weather clears up, dries up a little bit. But
bring anything close to what I'm free. 3445 over Horse Creek, right now it's underwater, but it's going down on the, 1905, 1910, 1915, not 1915, 1925, 35, it's got a lot of surface damage also in the coves. The coves washed out last week, or 2 weeks ago, they were kind of washing out a little bit, so.
That's another big man, look, all roads are being repaired from.
From 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, from the ones that I got taken back on this thing, because they had that time to set back up and really do anything needed, so.
I do have, still have 3070, it's still closed, can't get through it, it's a large cove, and I've been checking on it to see if what we do with it, and we've got that figured out, so hopefully we'll get to know and get that, if weather holds.
Is there anything we can do bookkeeping wise to make it earmarking expenses that we approve and pay that might be tied to repair costs? I don't know what you might have to do.
I think generally, they just, because we've gotten paid money in the past, they just kind of tracked it.
We've tracked it and everything, and just how they.
Yeah, then you have to turn in, making copies of the invoices and stuff to verify expenses. And you get to keep track of your hours on your equipment and all that.
But the one thing about it, though, they've got notices as a disaster.
Right, they got a.
That's the key thing, I think.
We need to talk to the state.
Yeah.
People to get us recognized as a disaster area, for them, and they can qualify.
Chief Ray mentioned this to me today, so, yeah, you and I will see if we might qualify for any of that, if it might be available.
I had quite a bit of damage on a lot of places, but. Again, about 2715, there's a brick, salt patch brick out there, it's underwater, about 2 feet of water over the power line, it was down, and a tree across the road, you can see all that, but you couldn't get to it. My road is, we don't go anywhere, the power company tells us the power lines are safe to be in there. And I think we all agree that, because it's so bad, you can have live water, if you get close to it, I mean, it'd be bad. We were able, the water went down, Wood County was there first thing this morning, and they got the power back on, and all the people, we had about 25 residents out there without electricity, and they got that lit back up, and we opened the roads about 11 o'clock this morning. Then County Road 2710, going to the peninsula, we had a large cover down there blow out, and it's completely, we've had closed it down. We're hoping if we can get the material, get what we need, about next Wednesday or Thursday, we can open that road back up. There is another way in there, so that's the blessing there. County Road 1150, that's up north, we have a blowout back up there, and it's probably take us about 3 weeks to get that road open. It's gonna take us, so we gotta get some material, we gotta board and stuff, put back in. And I won't say 2 to 3 weeks, we're gonna have it open back up. Had probably 25 to 30 of the roads, all of the northern part, and then in Horse Creek, Leslie Sanders is underwater. We've got several roads we have not seen yet, we don't know what's there and what's not there. Let me tell you, it scared me last night, Sheriff Department called about 11 o'clock. He said, hey, there's a sinkhole, got called, we get up and we go up there, we did work on some of that. We go up there, and the hose is gone, there's nothing there. And it scared me because water was over there at one time, and somebody tried to cross that, went up there, it would be able to flip, and it possibly would be bad. We've been really blessed can't say if you're going to go and tell the sheriff or not. That's what makes it so dangerous. But right now, we do have damages on the road, but it's not bad, it's passable. We've got logs and stuff off the road, and people can't get by, we just need some dry weather. A little time, probably get some coffee, put back on, but it's just going to take time. We've got damage in here, we've replaced the water, we know that it's pulled up the top, and it's washed out the edge of it. We had two. They were hit really hard last time, and I was hit hard, I think we had 11 inches. Phil said it had even worked with 9 to 17 inches in the spot. That's a lot of water. And he told him a while ago that he always wanted a lakefront property, and now he's got it, so. But anyway, we're very blessed with Phil. He took it a lot worse than what I was. We had it on each side of us, and we weren't sure what it was like. A lot of people were calling us, trying to figure out what's going on with our road. So LN-127 was across the road in four places. It's been a long, long time since I've been there. You don't see that, really, that much money. We had a lot of rain. Again, people will just be patient with us, and we'll try to get it fixed and put it back as quick as we can.
Mr. Riddle, have you prepared?
Okay. LN-1, that's the extension of Green Road. And we're going down the bottom, the shoulder road there, and it's been open, and like, during the night, there was a lot. Like I said, nothing, everything passed by daylight this morning, except night, so it's fine. The thing is, the deterioration of road as it goes over, it's kind of chipped off on the side, and it damaged it. We did last spring, we had a lot of this spring, and that's going to be an expense for that last year, and be greater than it's like this year. Account for, there is a lot of it, I'm sure we can put it down.
Good, also, I was thinking, they've got a process, like you can use a backhoe, or if you use one, right on, but whatever you might do, they pay so much, I mean, you got down your house, equipment that you use, so you pay so much now for that, and I think if you buy any material to fix that, you need to. I'd make a copy of all the receipts and keep it in the folder, that way you keep it separate. That's what I mean, the debt they might not pay, but if you got it and do pay it, it's a big help. Last time we filed a claim, we got $134,000.
Also, another thing, when you, be sure you take pictures of the document.
Yes. Take pictures of, that's just, that shows the damage that you got. Bonds you have to stay, that is the.
Anything else? I don't have a motion. Thank you, everyone. Happy New Year. See you next year.
And that's it, I think, I'm not.